shadow study right here. We're going to start back on the purpose-driven life. We have some copies available if you'd like to join us. And next Sunday at 2 p.m. is our church council meeting. Also, because this is the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate birthdays, and our birthdays for May. On the 7th, Kevin Bettinger. On the 9th, Tracy Johns. On the 15th, Michelle Loughran. On the 27th, Colleen Payne. So let's pray for those who have birthdays this month. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the life that these individuals have in our faith community. Walk with them during the course of this upcoming year. Just be with them through good times and difficult times. Let them know that you walk with them every step of the way. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have one anniversary that shows up, and that is on the 13th, Dennis and Judy Dobbin. So, yeah, so let's pray for the Dobbins. Holy and loving Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage. We thank you for the relationship that two people have with one another, where they walk together as they walk with you through the course of life. Be with Dennis and Judy during this upcoming year. Give them strength and courage to continue their walk together and their witness of their love for each other and for you. And we ask this in your precious name, O Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of?
We welcome back Aelita.
We do welcome back Aelita. It's good to see you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. And just to let you know, I forgot that Julie wasn't going to be here today and forgot to have someone assigned to play the part of Julie. So the part of Julie today is being played by Linda Morgan. So just send some positive thoughts her way, but we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. So please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, number 663.
Thank you.
with you all.
And also with you.
Loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from Acts 10, verses 44 through 48. While Peter shares the good news of Jesus with a Gentile soldier, and his family, the Holy Spirit comes upon them, recognizing that the Spirit works inclusively in the lives of both Jews and Gentiles. Peter commands that these Gentiles also be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now let us read Psalm 98 responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The second reading today is from 1 John 5, verses 1 through 6. God's children believe that Jesus is the Messiah and love God by keeping God's commandments. Thus, the world is conquered not through military might, but through love and faith. A reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know about you, but these readings sound rather familiar. It sounds like very much what we heard last week. Do you agree with me? Now, if God keeps repeating something over and over again, what do you think that means? That it's important and that God knows we don't listen. And so we have to say it over and over and over, just like you do to your child or just like I do to my little dog. We don't listen. What are we being told over and over again? To love one another. Why do we have to be reminded of this? Because we don't do it, right? Because it's hard to do sometimes. I know I've had the youth in my confirmation class who said, "But what if the neighbor is really, 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 really annoying? Do I have to love my neighbor when my neighbor is really, really, really annoying?" And the answer is yes. Do you have to like your neighbor? No, but you have to love your neighbor, right? You're supposed to love your neighbor. Do you have to love your neighbor? But you're supposed to love your neighbor, right? That's why I titled the sermon, Love is a Choice. Because we don't have to do anything. We don't have to love one another. We don't have to love our family members. We don't have to love our next door neighbors. We don't have to love God. We don't have to do any of this. But what's going to happen if we don't? What does Jesus keep saying? If you obey my commandments, and what are the two great commandments? Love God, love neighbor. You obey those commandments, you abide in me, and I in you. Over and over and over, he tells us to make that choice to love. Because over and over and over again, we sometimes make the choice not to do so. And I just think, yeah, Lord, you just have to keep pounding this into our heads, because we look around the world today, and what do we see? We see wars, we see fighting, we see gun violence, we see all sorts of ways that people are not loving one another. And so God has to repeatedly remind us, what did I just tell you? Love one another. Which part of this is so hard for you people? Love one another. And through the centuries, we've had a difficult time doing that. A difficult time loving one another, a difficult time making that choice. And in today's gospel, he talks about friendship as well. And these days, it's really easy to describe almost anyone as your friend. A friend can be someone that you friended on Facebook, you've never seen this person in your life, you have no idea who this individual is, you just click and they're all of a sudden your friend. And that's not what he's referring to here. He's talking about that deep, abiding love that friends have for one another. It's that deep, deep, deep abiding love. It's a love that even when you quarrel with one another, even when you disagree, you still love one another. So he's talking to his disciples saying, I'm not calling you servants anymore. I'm calling you friends because I've told you everything that you need to know. I have hidden nothing from you about what my Father has told me to tell you. You've heard it all. Now just go and do it. If you do it, then you really, truly show yourself to be my friends. Ooh, that's difficult. Do you want to be friends with Jesus? We sing that song, don't we? What a friend we have in Jesus. Do we mean it? Do we really want Jesus to be our friend? Do we really want to have that sort of friendship, that deep, abiding love? I do. I really do. I sit where Jan is sitting now sometimes, when everything is quiet, when no one else is in this building. And just thank God for all the many ways that I've been blessed. And I ask God for help with all the things that are struggles. And I'm so glad and so thankful for that relationship that I have with God, that God has with me. And I have to wonder, did God have a choice in loving us? Under my view of God, I don't think God did. I think love is just part of who God is. When I think of heaven, I just think of a place where I'm surrounded by unimaginable, unbelievable love, because that's who God is. I don't think God has a choice, really, because it's just the nature of God to love what God has created. Even when we mess up, even when we don't love in return, God continues to love us. God continues to be faithful in that love. Do we have a choice? I think we do. We have the choice to love. We have the choice to ignore. We have the choice to hate. God's asking us to choose love. When I was listening to the radio the other day, I heard a song. And I know it's not exactly what we're talking about here today. It was being sung by Luke Combs. That should give you an understanding of the sort of music I listen to. I blame it on my husband. He's the one who got me listening to country music, largely because the country music station that was local to us had the best traffic reports. Not that I need that out here, but somehow it's become a habit. And this is being sung by Luke Combs, and it's called Love You Anyway. And he talks about, well, let me just read the whole thing. I realize this is talking about human love, but hear in it some of those little glimpses of how God must love us. It says, if your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I'd love you anyway. He says, I know, just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I'd love you anyway. And as much as one person can feel that way about another, think of how Jesus feels about us. Jesus knew that we would break his heart. Jesus knew that we would turn away, which is what sin is, turning away from God. Jesus knew, dying on that cross, every single one of us, all of our struggles, all the ways that we would turn away. And what did he do? He loved us anyway, knowing who we are. He loved us anyway. And the resurrected Christ, knowing exactly who we are here and now, you know what? He loves us anyway. I'm going to ask that you pause just a few moments and think about this God who loves us anyway, who loves us because love is who God is, who asks us to abide in that love. I'm going to ask that you sit quietly for just a few moments and think about that God who loves you so much. And feel held the way a child should be held by those who care about that child. Feel surrounded by love. Feel protected and sheltered. Feel loved. Because of who you are a child of God, and God loves you. Chooses to love you because that is who God is. Amen. Please stand as you are able. And let us sing together our hymn of the day. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves me. And think about that, how Jesus loves each one of us as we sing this beloved song that we probably learned is one of the very first songs from the church. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news.
Your Holy Spirit falls upon all who hear the word. Fill your church with the gifts of your Spirit and give understanding hearts to those who strengthen our commitments with our ecumenical and interreligious partners. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You speak and the face of the earth is renewed. Revive your creation, that habitats and every kind of living thing might flourish. Protect endangered species and help us to care for all your creatures. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your world is divided and the nations rage. Grant wisdom and vision to world leaders, that they may seek justice, peace, and the good of all. Strengthen the international partnerships and cooperation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children are in need. Comfort all those who suffer, especially those afflicted by anxiety, depression, and mental illness. And we pray for those who are on our prayer chain and the others that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts.
Five American citizens, many Israelis, are being held hostage.
Help us to be conduits of your love and our care for one another. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your work is done in this place with our hands. Bless the ministries of this congregation, that we may embody your love for the world. Inspire those who plan and lead worship, council members, committee members, and volunteers. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your blessed saints now rest in you. Give us thankful hearts for those who have gone before us. At the last, bring us all together around your heavenly banquet table. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. For supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings. Thank you.
Let us pray.
Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us, you might like Christ. Give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and respond to those who see me. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace.